Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Hey there. Good morning, Mark. Thank you so much for having me. I'm looking forward to having this conversation.
So North Carolina's a state in play for sure. Some of the latest numbers show 72% of voters here are really worried about the president's mental competence. And one poll last week said that was 46% of Democrats. How does the president overcome that?
Well, I would point everyone to the State of the Union, where the president gave an incredible speech about his vision for the American people. And he spoke for 75 minutes and laid out a powerful remarks on how he sees us moving forward with health care, lowering costs for health care, and how important that is to millions of Americans, including North Carolinians. And that's why he and the vice president are going to be in Raleigh, North Carolina, where they're looking forward to it, on talking about their vision to protect and strengthen the Affordable Care Act, for example, Medicaid, Medicare. They're going to discuss not just lowering health care costs, but also including prescription drugs. Let's not forget, there was a bill that was passed last year, well, back in 2022, in the Inflation Reduction Act, which only Democrats voted on. Only. They were the only ones that supported this bill. And what it did, it allows Medicare for the first time to negotiate lowering costs, prescription drug costs. Imagine, Republicans voted not for this. They did not support this. Some voted against it. And so that's what the president is going to talk about. There's insulin costs. You have our seniors that are paying hundreds of dollars a month for insulin. The president was able to cap that at $35 a month. And we are really grateful to Governor Cooper, your governor's leadership on expanding Medicaid expansion, right? And because of his leadership, now there's going to be more than 400,000 North Carolinians that's going to be able to receive receive the care that they need. And also, Americans are saving on average $800 a year on premiums. So that matters. While Republicans are constantly showing the stark contrast on this, they're trying to repeal ACA, 50 attempts by Republicans to do that. They're trying to repeal the Inflation Reduction Act. As I just mentioned, it's going to lower costs for Americans. So they released, Republicans released their congressional Republican budget just last week, where they want to cut health care coverage for millions of Americans, drive prescription drug costs up. And so there couldn't be a bigger contrast. There couldn't be a clearer vision by this president. And that's what I would say to Americans. You have a president that's fighting for you on lowering costs. He's going to go to North Carolina today to talk about just that. And they should watch and hear what he says. And I think that's what matters. I think that's what Americans also want to see.
When I told a number of people that I was talking to you today, it was interesting, though. They all said, would you please just ask her, does the president have dementia? And so before I move on from that, does he?
Mark, I can't even believe you're asking me this question. That is an incredibly offensive question to ask.
But you know people ask it.
You, Mark, you're taking us down this rabbit hole. Let me be very clear about this. For the past several years, the president's physician has laid out in a comprehensive way the president's health. This is a president, if you watch him every day, if you really pay attention to his record and what he has done, you will see exactly how focused he's been on the American people, how historic his actions have been. He has done more on historic legislation, on domestic policy, on foreign policy than most presidents in this period of their presidency. He actually has done more in his first 3 years than most presidents have done in two terms. And so I'm not even going to take the premise of your question. I think it is incredibly insulting. And so we can move on to the next question. I feel like I've answered the question for you.
Gas prices and grocery prices, then, big topics here in North Carolina. How does Mr. Biden win votes when people don't have as much disposable income?
Look, the president understands. He grew up in a middle class family, working class family in Scranton, Pennsylvania, he gets it. He understands how difficult it is for Americans who are sitting around their kitchen table every month trying to figure out what they're going to pay for. You have to remember when the president walked into this administration, there were multiple crises happening. There was COVID. There was the economy was in the tailspin because of the last administration, because of what the President Trump left us with. There was a climate crisis. There was other crises that we had to deal with. The president took action. He passed a legislation called the American Rescue Plan. Only Democrats voted for that. And because of that, he was able to reopen schools. He was able to put forth a comprehensive plan to deal with COVID. I mean, right now, people, we're in a different place with COVID. And that's because of what this president has been able to do. Look, now you're asking me about gas prices. The president took action on gas prices. Let's not forget, Russia's invasion on Ukraine skyrocketed prices of gas. And because the president took action, we see we are in a different place than we were a year ago on gas prices and what Americans are seeing at the pump. That's because of this president. Eggs, milk, seafood products, all the important groceries, people have groceries that people have on their groceries list every week. Those costs have gone down than where we were a year ago because of what this president has been able to do. Because the president took care, tried to do everything that he can on the supply chain. Because the president put forth important legislation, historic legislation that lowered costs. As I just mentioned, the Inflation Reduction Act. Let's not forget the jobs that he's created. Millions of jobs. 15 million jobs that this president has created. 800,000 of those jobs are manufacturing jobs, jobs that are good union-paying jobs. Most of these jobs, you won't need a college education to have that job. That's because the president understands that in order to really build an economy that works for everyone, you can't leave anybody behind. You have to build an economy from the bottom up, middle out, and that has been the president's focus. And with that, thank you so much, Mark. Have an amazing, amazing day.
And she hung up.